If there was one off in the last 40 foot. If you know, like sometimes, you know, they could foul him or something. Or if he had something and they just take some fire or something and get it out.
But they put him on all four of his hood, his
feet.
Feet. Okay. Did y'all ever remember raising sheep?
No.
You didn't raise any sheep. What would they raise sheep for? You know what they would, they'd shear the what off of?
The wool. We never did.
Now, the male hog was a what?
I don't know.
You know what you call them? Did y'all ever have any of them?
Yeah, I had plenty of them.
Okay, and the female was a, you know what, a boar or sow was?
Yeah, well, you know, if she was pregnant, then we called her a sow.
Okay. What did you call a male? What did you do with a hog when you wanted it?
Have babies? You know, you.
When you didn't want a hog to, you know, well, say, now you had a pig and you didn't want it to grow up and be a boar. What would you do with it? They would
cut it.
Right, okay. And did you, what would they call it then? You know what it was? You know what a barrel was? Bar?
No.
Okay. Now, what would they have on their backs? It would stand up when you got a man?
A gristle? A little.
Yeah. Okay. And did you ever see ones that had the
hook teeth?
Yeah. What were they called? Tusk?
We call them a wild hog, you know, because they stayed out half the time. Couldn't hardly keep them in.
And they were dangerous because they had those tusks. Now, the things you put food in a hog for would be, did you ever see them put food for a hog in a...
For worms?
Yeah, when they fed a hog, what would they put in?
A trough. A hog trough?
Yeah. Did you have a lot of these for to feed animals with?
No more than just for a hog and maybe a cow or two.
Yeah, so you had two or three?
About two.
Two troughs. Okay. When you were feeding the hog, how would you call them? Do you remember?
Yeah, either suey or something like that. You
okay,
know.
Tell me how you call them, we say.
Or even get in there and run.
We say, ping.
Most of the time, you know, if he wasn't really hungry, they'd just stay down above the end.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you get in the pen with the slop, you know, and kind of give him a little taste of it, and then lead him to the trough and he'd eat.
Okay.
That way.
And you called your chicken, you said, how did you call?
Chick, chick, chick.
Okay. Now, other animals, how did you call your cows in, for example, from the field? How did you call them in?
Moo cow. Come on, moo cow. No, just go out there.
Come on, give me a good call.
No.
Okay. All right, well, horses, you ever remember, would y'all call horses? We say, how do you remember your daddy handling your horses? What would you say to them?
Well, most, you know, he had a name for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he just called them.
Where'd
he
go? You know, you call
him
like that? Whistle?
He just called him by his name.
Okay. When he was getting him up to the wagon, would he do anything with him?
Yeah, he'd tell him wool back, you know, and back up, you know, tell him.
Yeah.
Wool, sir, or horse, something. Okay. Like that.
Now, when he got him up to the wagon, he got him. He said he was doing what? He was
gonna hitch him up.
And he put the what on him? He put that
halter thing.